Many are the tales told of the Blackadder and of his faithful henchmen, Lord Percy Percy and Baldric, son of Robin the Dungatherer. But none is told so oft with so much hitting of heads in wonder and repeating of exciting parts as this, the final chapter in the book of... St. Juniper's Day, the day on which the king would lavish new honors upon his kinfolk.
St. Juniper once said, "By his loins shall ye know him, and by the length of his rod shall he be measured." The length of my rod is a mystery to all but the queen and 1,000 Turkish whores. But the fruits of my loins are here for all to see. I have 2 sons, Harry and another one. Step forward, Harry, Prince of Wales. Harry, I hereby name thee Captain of the Guard, Grand Warden of the Northern and Eastern Marchers, Chief Lunatic of the Duchy of Gloucester, Viceroy of Wales, Sheriff of Nottingham, Marquess of the Midlands, Lord Pomaker in Ordinary, and Harbinger of the Doomed Rat. Step forward, the other one. Titles have been but few. Duke of Edinburgh and Warden of the Royal Privy.
So, my lord.
Now, we thank thee, Egbert, for thy work in Edinburgh. Know thou that we do relieve thee of thy heavy task and give the dukedom to our loyal cousin Hastings. Many happy returns, Tom. Thus have I discharged the Duke of Juniper. Chiswick, fresh horses! We ride at once to rebellious Stoke, where it is my sworn intent to approach the city walls, bear my broad buttocks, and shout, "Behold, I honor thee most highly!"
Well, it could have been worse, my lord.
Yeah, there was a moment there I thought you were going to lose the privies.
Consort for a prince of the realm, you would bore the leggings of a village idiot. You ride a horse rather less well than another horse would. Your brain would make a grain of sand look large and ungainly. And the part of you that can't be mentioned, I'm reliably informed by women around the court, wouldn't be worth mentioning even if it could be. Put on a floppy hat and a furry codpiece, you might just get by as a fool. But since you wouldn't know a joke if it got up and gave you a head, I doubt it. That is why you're dismissed.
Oh, I see.
And as for you, Baldric,
my lord,
you're out too. Well, I expect you'll go back to shoveling dung in the gutter where I found you.
I shouldn't think so. No, it took me years to get that job. I'll probably be back milking pigs or fucking out the lepers or something.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be years before I get back to shoveling dung again.
Oh,
my way.
Going on a journey, my lord?
No, I thought I'd stand here all day and talk to you.
You'll be needing someone to tend your horse, then.
No, and even if I did, I wouldn't take you. I mean, look at you. What is your profession?
God, a retired Morris dancer. That's all I need.
Well, if you can keep up, you can come. Here he comes now.
Sir Wilfred Death, your tyranny is now at an end. Prepare to be strung by your codlings from the bows of my train.
Sir Wilfred Death.
Edmund!
I'm looking for some men to take over the kingdom.
How many have you got so far? So, we are agreed. He who wins takes the horse. Here is our mark. You shoot first. That's good. So good, in fact. I'm going to have to...
And surrender your money or your life.
Here, take it. It's all the money I have.
Thank you.
Now, let me pass.
I'm always doing this. Did I say your money or your life?
You did.
Sorry. Slip of the tongue. Your money and your life.
Thanks, Ned. See you Thursday.
Guy!
Wilfred!
Now, what we need is a real bastard. Sean! The Irish bastard!
Pity the blind, sir. Pity the blind, kind sir.
Here, business is very quiet this morning.
Aye, everyone's gone to lunch, I think.
Greatly for her chastity.
Alas, such is the way of the world. The sweetest rose too often is plucked too soon.
Yes. I wondered if you would take her while I'm gone.
Yes. The answer is yes. I shall.
Barbellos!
Doing the Lord's work?
I'm just administering extreme unction.
Who shall be our seventh, Wolfert?
Why need I say? Jack.
Not mad bully boy Jack, a grave-robbing assassin of Aldwych.
Then crazed animal Jack, the kettle-rustling cannibal from Southern Caulfield.
Well.
Then your man Sane Jack O'Hooligan, the man-hating goat murderer of Dingle Bay.
Surely not Canon Jack Smollett, senior archdeacon of the Diocese of St. Botolph, the entrail-eating heretic of Barton Well.
I'm talking of unspeakably violent Jack. The bull buggering. It's the bird.
Are you sure he's the kind of chap we're looking for?
Yes!
And here he comes.
What do you think you're doing?
Second name.
Large Jack Large.
And in our band, you should be known as Large Jack.
Why?
Well, because you are so little.
Why not Little Jack, then?
Well, because Large Jack is more amusing.
Is it?
Very well, then. Little Jack.
Just to mock my size.
No, of course not. I'm innkeeper. Some more beer.
Hooray!
Six large beers and another large beer. Let us then go on to the plan.
A motto for our enterprise. Blessed are the meek, for they shall be slaughtered.
Wait, the plan. You've forgotten the plan.
I thought that was the plan.
Let's get those meat bastards now!
Who wants quiet? I want chaos!
And slaughter!
Flowers!
What?
Mercilessly crushed underfoot!
For Christ's sake, let's hear the plan.
Very well. The plan is simple.
I thought it was cunning.
No, 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 no. Well, it's cunning and it's simplest. Tonight, I ride for home.
I say strike now while the iron is hot.
But the iron isn't hot.
Isn't it?
No, it's just warming up. But when it is hot, then we will strike.
What? Are we going to have to wait till summer?
When the iron is hot.
What iron?
Okay, Howie Howard agreed. I shall send for you all.
How?
Well, by a message, a sign.
What sort of sign?
Well, something black, probably.
Black pudding.
Not quite.
Messenger with the black plague, perhaps.
Yes, that's right. Oh.
He means to kill us.
And the messenger with black hair.
Ah! A black-headed messenger!
And when he comes to you, drop whatever you are doing and speed with all haste to Jasper's Tavern.
Hooray!
You know it well how we go Jasper these days.
Dead.
Ow. I killed him.
From there, I shall take you to the castle, where we will capture the king and the queen and the prince. And I'll say to them, the kingdom of Albion is ours. You are doomed to lives of exile. Get out. Yes? Exile.
for life.
But why don't we just kill them?
I suppose we could kill them.
Wait till I send the sign.
Before I get a messenger with blackheads all over his face. Why now?
It isn't a trap.
Oh, because the Black Adder gives you his word.
We want your word, not this Black Adder fellow's.
But I am the Black Adder.
Oh, I see.
And when all is done, the Black Seal shall rule England. We few, we happy few, we band of ruthless bastards. All for one.
And each man for himself.
You're in a merry mood, my lord.
Oh, yes. No one can stop me now.
No one?
No, no one.
Except perhaps...
No, not even him.
And who might that be, my lord?
Well, there was a man. Philip of Burgundy. Known to his enemies as the Hawk. We were deadly childhood rivals. Although, of course, in those days, he was known as the Thrush. And no one's heard of him for years.
Well, come on, let's go. We've got work to do.
Not so fast, Edinburgh.
This Hawk, he looks something like this.
Not really, no.
Oh, my God, Philip of Burgundy.
Known to my enemies as... the Hawk.
But your horse used to be a huge brown... Yes, that's the one.
Well, it's been very good to see you, Phil.
This time, not fast enough.
What do you want with me?
I'll tell you later. I return at last after 15 years.
And what have you been up to?
Waiting, plotting, nurturing my hatred and planning my revenge.
So you've kept yourself busy.
Yes. 15 years in France teaches a man to hate. 15 years of wearing perfume. 15 years of eating frogs. 15 years of saying pardon. All because of you.
But surely the scenery...
I never went outside. I couldn't stand the smell.
What has all this got to do with me?
Because, Edmund, it is going to take you 15 years.
Senior?
Yes.
How?
I think it might be more amusing if you found out for yourself. Let us just say it has something to do with...
slaying.
Oh, my God! Where are you going?
Fly to the castle to kill the royal family and claim the throne that isn't mine by right.
Dear Lord, who made the birds and the bees and the snails, presumably. Please help me, a little animal too, in my despair. I have been a sinner, but now I intend to follow the path of the saints, particularly the very religious one. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. What? Amen, I say. Well, so much did I get it wrong. I haven't heard that word in 20 years, you see.
Who are you? I didn't realize I had company.
Oh, company?
haven't heard that word for 20 years either.
Oh, realise? I completely forgotten. Realise?
No, you're not mad, are you?
Yes, I'm very mad, thank you. Mad! That's a word I know. I say to myself every day, I say, good morning, Mad Gerald. How are you today? I say, I'm completely mad today, thank you. Not much change there, then, is there, Gerald? I say, no. Well, you'd be mad to expect anything. But I am mad. I'm Mad Gerald.
Why?
Look, this may seem a stupid question.
Question?
But you don't know if there's a way out of here, do you?
A way out? A way out for,
20 years.
Yes, 20 years. Not like Mr. Rat. I'm always saying Mr. Rat. Mr. Rat. I tend to say, good morning, Mr. Rat. How are you today? And he says, beep, beep. Rude about Mr. Rat. He's my best friend. Yeah. Wow! There's him and there's Mr. T.
What?
Mr. T. I made him out of my own teeth. Good morning, Mr. T. Good morning, yeah.
I'll tell you where. We're right and sell these 6 black homing pigeons I've got in the back here, that's where.
Black homing pigeons?
Well, mostly.
How much are they?
6 shilling.
Damn!
But I suppose if you beat me and gag me and tie me to that tree over there, you could have it for less.
Right.
Striking of 10 bells, I shall claim the throne.
See you again.
No, dead men don't tend to make social calls, do they? Prepare to die!
Wait! Let me say just one last thing. If these men are indeed, as they seem to be, the 6 most evil men in the land...
Yes, they are. Your last sentence, please.
Then they've made a pretty damn peculiar choice for their leader, haven't they? My Lord Warden of the Privies.
Do you think they should have chosen you? Thrush? A man twisted by unbridled ambition? A man torn... tortured by insatiable greed? Oh. The most evil man in the world? Oh. Do you think they should have chosen you?
Yes!
But he's a mindless killer.
Hooray!
You destroy the kingdom.
Hooray!
You murdered his own family.
Well, who didn't? I certainly killed mine.
And I killed mine.
And I killed yours.
Did you?
Yes.
Good on your father.
Leland!
Yes!
Prepare to die.
Yeah!
Wait. I have a more amusing method.
Amusing for whom, I wonder?
Gentlemen!
Oh! Oh!
In precisely 1 minute, the spike will go up your nethers. The shears will cut off your ears. Yes! Then these axes will chop off your hands. And I do not think we need go into the attributes of the coddling grinder. These feathers here will tickle you under what's left of your arm. And that is the amusing part. Gentlemen! Let us go and slaughter all the rest of the royal family. God save the king!
Cause nobody else will!
On! Stop! First, let us relieve these wenches of their delightful burden and drink a toast to our enterprise. May good thrive!
Over our dead bodies!
Got a bit of a sting in its tail. What do you think my chances are?
Oh, good. Good.
He will live.
Hmm? Oh, no. Sorry, I thought you meant your chances of going to heaven.
Down.
Never fear, my son. Your body may be mutilated beyond recognition, but your spirit will live forever. My lords!
What did you say?
I give you Edgar!
Poison the black
steel's goblet. Stop poisoning
the whole
batch. What are you? The Black Dagger. May his name last as long as our dynasty.
I wonder if it was the wine. No. Seems perfectly all right to me. And now, at last, I shall be king of it.